We have the Korech. So the next stage of the Seder is Shulchan Aruch, is the Seder meal itself. There are a few things to be aware of. There's a halacha, there's a minhagim concerning the Seder meal. There is a minhag that there are more quotes of eating eggs at the Seder. It's only a minhag, it's not a din. There are different reasons that are given for this minhag, either because the Pesach night always falls out on the same night as Tisha B'Av, so it's a little bit of a zeichel chorban. They want to do a little bit of an act of avelos at the Seder, or perhaps it's a zecha to the eating of the Karpach Hagiga. The Gemara tells us that Bezman HaMikdash, so before the Karban Pesach was brought, before the Karban Pesach was eaten, the Karban Hagiga would be eaten. For the Gemara says that the reason why the Karban Hagiga was eaten, according to many opinions of the Gemara, was just to enable you to eat the Karban Pesach al HaSova. Because the din is that you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach, not when you're stuffed to the gills, but when you're full. It's supposed to be dessert. It's not supposed to be the main dish of the meal. So therefore, they would bring the Korban Chagiga, that would be the main dish, that would be the meat you would basically eat at the meal. And then at the end, to give it chashivus, to be like a fancy dessert at the end, that was the Korban Pesach. So it was a zeicha to that. Therefore, we eat an egg as well, because in fact, the Gemara says, it's supposed to have shnei tafshilos. The Gemara says it's supposed to have two cooked dishes, brought to the Seder table, as one is a Zeich of the Korban Pesach, one is a Zeich of the Korban Chagiga. Since we use an egg as one of those, as the Zeich of the Korban Chagiga, so perhaps that's where the minig came from in eating the egg. So either it's a Zeich of Tishma, Zeich of Chorban, or it's a notion of Zeich of Mikdash in terms of the Korban Chagiga, but there is a minig to eat eggs at the beginning of the Seder. The Mishnah tells us concerning anything that one eats during the course of the Seder night, that there was machlekes and minhagim about whether it is appropriate, whether a person is permitted to eat tzli, to eat roasted meat at the Seder or not. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, one ate roasted meat. The Korban Pesach was roasted. There's a machlekes HaTanoim whether the Korban Chagiga was roasted as well. That's why, in fact, we have a minig of roasting the egg a little bit. There's a little bit of a zeicha to that opinion in Tanoim that the Korban Chagiga was also roasted. But the Mishnah says, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so is it appropriate to eat tzli at the Seder, or is it inappropriate? So the Mishnah says that it depends on the minhag HaMakom. There are some places who felt that it wasn't a problem to eat roasted meat, and there are other places who accepted upon themselves not to eat roasted meat at the Seder because of the fear that people are going to think maybe it's the Korban Pesach, and people are going to think that you brought a Korban, Chutz LaMikdash, and that is, of course, prohibited. So there's a fear that people shouldn't say, that it shouldn't look, should resemble that you're eating Korbanos, Chutz LaMikdash. Therefore, many communities accepted upon themselves the practice of not eating besar tzli at the Seder. There are different minhagim about this in the days of Chazal. Generally speaking, now the minhag is, at least in all the Ashkenazi communities, is to refrain from eating besar tzli, from eating roasted meat at the Seder. Even though, technically speaking, the reason really should have only applied to meat which the Korban Pesach had technically been brought from, lamb, goat. But nevertheless, the minhag has become to include other types of meat as well, including chicken, which is chalal, bacon, they're not really considered to be meat. For sure, you can't bring a carbon from a chicken. Nevertheless, the minhag has come to include all these types of things that one should really refrain, comes from these communities, one should refrain from eating any of these roasted things. Those can point out that if something is roasted in a lot of water, so something that's not called roasted, that's called cooked. And if it's roasted means either literally roasted over an open fire, or if it's poskim assume that if it's roasted in a pan, most poskim assume it's also considered to be included in this minhag. But if something is soaked in water, so that's considered to be mevushel, so that would be acceptable.